Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode of Mom Life Unfiltered. And let's just say I got a mouthful. So I have a few minutes. So let's get into it. So I just want to say that, one, I honestly am in a season where I'd rather have time versus like paying to outsource everything. And here's my reason why. Before you be like, nah, Dre, here's why. It's because when you do stuff yourself, when you take the time, you learn new skills. So for example, when I first had my first dog, I would just go get her groomed. I'm gonna brush you and feed you and walk you and stuff. I'm not grooming you, because especially she had like black nails. And I just did not feel comfortable doing that. So now on my second dog, we have a mini Bernie Doodle. And she's tricolor. So that basically means she's like white, brown, and black. Some of her nails are white, some of them are black. Right. So what I did this time, I decided to go to YouTube University. And at first, I think I talked about this in an episode before. At first, I thought I needed a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I thought I needed the grooming table, the grooming handle, the grooming clippers that were like $300, and just so on and so on. Like, the list kept going. Babe, let me tell you, I went on Amazon. You know, me and Amazon do have a love-hate relationship. But I was able to get a set of like a comb, straight scissors, rounded scissors, and some shear scissors. Then Walmart had a sale online for some clippers that's usually like $100+, and it had good reviews, and I got those things for like $30. And at first my husband was helping me groom her, so he'll like give her treats and stuff like that, and I'll be trying to hurry up and groom her. Now I'm learning that I can do it by myself. I just give her like a little like lick mat, or use her bowl, put peanut butter on it, distract her, clip her nails, groom her real quick. Boom, done. And let's be real. Grooming a dog is another deal. Because like, for example, if I went to groom her, they'll probably, when I estimate, it was going to be like $200 a month every 4 to 6 weeks. Like for them to give her a bath, for them to clip her nails, for them to, you know, do all the things. Now, I have a dog tub. Then I have the dog tub. I had the trimmers. Only thing I need to do is get her toothbrush. I keep forgetting the kit, so I need to ready to go. So I can brush her teeth. Other than that, she said, only thing I cannot do is give her shots. I have to take her to the groomer for that. And she's going to get spayed in January. So that is her thing. Now you may be like, Dre, why are you talking about a dog? I'll just give you an example. Like, even for me, I've learned how to cut my kid's hair and my husband's hair. I'm still learning. So my father-in-law will be helping me out. Like, he'll be cutting it for me. And I'm still, like, learning how to make it look decent so they can walk out the door. But what I'm trying to say is, like, it doesn't take much to take the time. Yes, it's not going to look good the first time. It may not, you know, make mistakes, but you'll learn along the way. Like, now I do my own nails. And what I love about doing my own nails, I don't have to leave the house. I don't have to make an appointment. I don't have to see if somebody's booked. Like, I can just pull out my polish. Like, I have gel polish. I have, like, gel stuff. I have press-on nails. I have regular polish. Like, it just depends on what I'm doing. Same thing with my hair. I'm still learning how to do different styles and things. But it's just, like, me taking that time out. And I may look crazy sometimes, but it's, like, me learning so I can get better. And it's putting money in my pocket. And I enjoy doing my own hair, my own nails. Like, grooming my dog, doing my husband's haircut and my son's, because I don't have to leave the house. One, you may have to pay up front for like clippers or like your polish set and stuff like that, but over time it pays for itself. Like, I know we are in a time where people always be like, I'll trade my money for tasks that I don't like to get done so somebody else can do it. And I know sometimes people mean like outsourcing, like laundry, cooking, all the things, right? But I genuinely enjoy doing those things. Like, words can't explain. Like, I really do enjoy, taking care of my home, taking care of myself, taking care of my family. Like, it's just a beautiful feeling versus somebody else doing it. Like, yes, it's cool to get somebody, pay somebody else to do something because it's putting money in their pocket, but I also like keeping money in my own pocket, especially we're in a season where we're just trying to downsize in a sense of like paying off debt and saving at the same time. So that means when you save, it does take away from your spending money. It can be humble, but if you have it automated, it still hurts sometimes, but it's like when you see the growth happening. And we just buy the essentials and we learn how to do other stuff that we don't want to have to necessarily outsource. Like, if we have a list of like things that we do outsource, like, okay, for example, if I need help with estate planning or I need help with, oh, something else, I cannot even think right now, y'all. Like, I can't even think right now, but I can talk more about it. But it's just like there's certain things that we know like we will need help with, right? But then there's certain stuff that we can do on our own, or we can't even have our family help us. Like, okay, my father-in-law is very handy with tools. So if we're trying to figure out how to do something, but hey, can you show us how to do this? And it creates time to spend with someone, and you're also learning new skills. And learning new skills is very valuable. And we can pass it to our kids and teach them how to do stuff versus like trying to have somebody else do everything. And I know we're in a time where everybody is like, they don't want, they'd rather pay for it. But I understand, I get it. It's easy to just be like, all right, let's just go pay for it, right? But certain stuff I'm like, I got it. But that's my unpopular opinion. Let me know if you do, if you're a DIY person, like you'd rather do it yourself or you'd rather outsource it. Because I used to be a big believer on outsourcing. Like one time I was looking into like having a housekeeper and looking at meal preps and all that stuff, but everything just add up and everything's just so expensive nowadays. Like today I went to the store for like little basic stuff. I only had like two bags, maybe two bags, and it was like $90, and I'm over here like I didn't even buy nothing that was like worth that. It's just everything just keeps adding up on top of each other. And for me trying to store our finances and store our wealth, and we have a plan of where we want to go, it just takes discipline. And it takes like really understanding what your vision is so that you don't get tempted to do things that easy. Because it's easy to pop a meal in the microwave and call it dinner. It's easy to just let your clothes pile up and things like that. But I also believe in stewarding our home and stewarding our bodies and stewarding our family and just having that family time and knowing what's going on in your home. Like, I know what's going on with my dog because I groom her. And I'm always in her face. I'm always messing with her paws. I'm always like, I'm like, girl, what you got going on? And the same way with my kids and things like that. And so I just think it allows you to be present. And that's something I really think is big, like just being present in the moment. Yes, it takes time, it takes humility, and it takes also just well openness to learn. And YouTube can teach you how to do a lot of stuff. You got YouTube, you got ChatGPT. It's a lot of things you can learn nowadays so that you don't always have to outsource it. And that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Because this economy is crazy. I know that I talked about one of the episodes about being a homebody because I like to keep my money in my pocket. Like, I do save, we do give to people. Like, don't get me wrong, but I like to save money where I can, if that makes sense. But yeah, just let me know, are you a DIYer or do you rather outsource? And how do you, and if you outsource, let me know, how do you do that? Because everything just adds on top of each other. Like, I was even looking at home for homeschooling, been looking at different apps and things like that. So I found Epic, a reading app, and I was learning reading that, back in the a couple years ago, they gave homeschool families a free subscription because they wanted them to have access. But now they're like, no, only school districts have access to it. And if you want it, you have to pay for it. So I was like, okay, let me do this trial. And I like the Epic app, right? But it's $14 a month. And then I was looking at this math, social studies, math, social studies, language arts, and science on IXL. And that will be like $23 a month. And then think about like the other curriculum, things like that. Everything just adds up. Like that was already $30. Not bad, right? But if you think about everything else that goes along with it, like if you're buying the workbooks, you're taking them to activities and all that stuff. Everything just adds on top of each other. So it makes you get creative so that you can just be more intentional about where your money is going. Because if you want to grow your money, you have to know where your money's going, which is why budgeting is important. And I'm always a big believer, like budgeting gives you the baseline, and then anything over it, over your budget, like income that goes over your budget, that's cool. Anything under it, it's like, okay, let me make some moves. And we've been where we were under our budget, and now we've been where we're a little bit over it, but we're still in a space of like we have other expenses to pay for, so we have to be mindful of it. Like we do have debt, we do have a savings goal that we're trying to hit. We do have responsibilities. Like we have to put food on the table, and we have to, make sure we're buying our own clothes and things like that. So, yeah, I know insurance be tackling you down, whether it's the health insurance, car insurance, life insurance, like insurance just be tackling you too. So I always say, try to save your money where you can. And see where you can get some deals. And don't be the person. Now, that's the difference between being cheap and budget friendly. So just be mindful of what you're doing. Because I'm a big girl believing in, not a big girl, but I'm a girl who believes in quality over quantity. Or should I say I'm a woman? But yeah, you get what I'm saying, though. I believe in quality over quantity. But some stuff I do wait and save up for. It's not always fun because if I want something right away, but sometimes you have to be patient, and that patience is going to help you get to the next level as well. But this is my take. It may look different from my mom, like unfiltered, but this is a real part of motherhood that you have to be able to look at your finances and be able to steward and decide, do I want to do it myself or do I want to outsource? And that's just in season, I maybe. Later on down the line, once we get some debt paid down, our savings get lower, maybe we'll outsource. But honestly, I just really enjoy outsourcing. I mean, not excuse me, not outsourcing. I really just enjoy doing it myself.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.